107.70.
Edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Kerner speaking to you on the 6th of September, 2005. Highly predictable things going on right now, listeners. Very, very predictable things happening right now as we're experiencing this. Well, every state that has taken refugees, according to their lingo, every state that has taken refugees has declared a state of emergency. Now, what happens next, listeners? The State Emergency Health Powers Act comes into place. Vaccinations, serumizing the population, including those that were refugeed to other states. And this is very, very predictable, very, very obvious to me, a state of national emergency. Here we are with that and FEMA. And then they're fighting on the television over FEMA not reacting fast enough. And FEMA's to blame. And let's fire all the people at FEMA and rehire others to make FEMA more efficient. This is insanity at its greatest, listeners. We are in the middle of it now. At 2 weeks ago, when I said I had an uneasy feeling, a very, very uneasy feeling about our country and the way it was going, here it is. All bets are off now. All bets are off. Unless we as a structure, as individuals, get very, very active in waking up our brethren and our legislators and our congressmen and say, look, we're not taking this. We know what you're doing. How come you never, ever, ever discuss weather modification, the manipulation of the weather, moving storms? How come you didn't try to move this storm away from Florida? And how come you're not going to try and get rid of the next one coming up? As I see here, Dennis the Menace, on top of things, about 120 miles off Florida's Atlantic coast, were under a tropical storm warning Tuesday as a new system formed just offshore and threatened to dump up to 15 inches of rain in parts of the state. The tropical depression could strengthen into tropical storm Ophelia by Wednesday, which prompted the warning from north of Jupiter to Titusville, I guess that's the proper pronunciation, Titusville. according to the National Hurricane Center. It is expected to bring tropical storm conditions with winds up to 39 miles per hour to the state by Wednesday morning. But listeners, that's the way Katrina started it out. They wouldn't be that insane to pull off another one, because more and more people will be more and more incensed and wake up to more of a degree. However, the combination of scenarios could be upon us tonight and in the very near future. Here we have this national emergency down there in New Orleans and surrounding regions. Might as well use the UN lingo. They use it on the telly. So the surrounding region is deluged with a national emergency, which every state is taking on, or most every state is taking on civilians, because 1 million or so are displaced. The death toll is predicted to be 10,000. The death toll could be 20,000, listeners, 30,000. When this is over and done with, and this never had to happen. Never had to happen, but it did have to happen for the national emergency to come into place. And this is the national emergency, listeners. We're in it right now. Gas has skyrocketed. When is gas coming back? Well, they're promoting it coming back soon, but are they going to lower the price of gasoline? I hardly think so. It will never be as inexpensive as it was 1 month ago. Gasoline will continue to rise. The situation right now, however, is the maneuvering of the vaccinations. Vaccinations. Serumizing the population. This is what's next. As it was told to me this afternoon, that they already promoted it on the telly. So, quote, here's a quote from hurricane specialist Richard Hosh. The primary concern is very heavy rains. I see. The rain was expected to hit areas affected by last year's hurricanes Frances and Jeannie. Much of the region has recovered, but some homes remain covered in tarps as owners await new roofs. So this is all coming into place, people. Emergency management officials in St. Lucie and Indian River counties said they were monitoring the storm by developments which were not taking any protective action. They were not taking any protective action, listeners. Quote, right now we're looking at this as a rain event, end quote, said Nathan McCollum, emergency management coordinator for Indian River County. See, they've got emergency management all over the place because emergencies happen on a greater extent today, listeners. More emergencies. And what is FEMA for? Emergency management of emergency. So you see how this is all being engineered, people. If you do your research, if you study, if you look into weather modification, if you read the statement on the top of the website that Secretary of Defense Cohen stated back in 1997. If you look at the U.S. Code discussing weather modification in the 1970s. Here we see, according to AFP, European nations, big and small, have responded to Washington's call for emergency aid for the victims of Hurricane Katrina, with everything from field hospitals to police officers being offered to the flood-stricken southern United States. And keep in mind, the United States has the mission to the European Union. The European Union is the balkanization or the conglomeration of countries into regionalized United Nations local governments or state governments. Every country in Europe, every country in America, every country in North America is considered a state from the UN's eyes. Nobody's discussing the UN system today. Nobody's realizing this is part of the UN system. And Agenda 21. So, once again, they're offering the first flights carrying aid from Britain to hurricane victims in the United States took off from an Oxfordshire airbase on Monday in the biggest British relief effort since the Asian tsunami disaster in December. And there it is, people. Another created crisis, another set-up situation. No promotion. Tommy Bomb was built back in 1944, Dern's research. No documentation of this, listeners. No questioning of weather modification today with this situation that we have, which is America's tsunami, which I easily predicted when the tsunami happened at the end of the year that the same thing will happen to us. I figured it'd be another tsunami. Well, here it is, a gigantic hurricane that could have been steered away from our country. If you do the research, you will agree with that. Britain plans to send some 500,000 military ration packs to the areas devastated by the hurricane. The Ministry of Defense said a further 15 planes are expected to fly out this week, and the operation could be extended, possibly, with a sea shipment to provide blankets, tents, and cooking equipment if necessary. Amongst, they say, the other offers for help. Russia announced it would send 3 transport planes to the United States carrying search helicopters and supplies for victims of Hurricane Katrina. Russia could very well, at the head of the Security Council of the United Nations system, set off this storm. Very, very easy to comprehend when you do the research and understand these directions. Weather wars, weather as a weapon. We did it during the Vietnam War. You know that. You've heard me say that. Some of you may have researched it yourself. The Baltics, they call it minnow states of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, on Monday offered to send rescue teams, medics and policemen, as well as relief supplies to the hurricane-ravaged city of New Orleans. And certainly, at this stage of the game, our militaries overseas, our militaries all over the globe. So let's bring the United Nations to America in the form of support. It all works very well, listeners. Now, most of these people from other countries, they don't have a clue about the big picture in place. They don't have a clue about the emergence of the United Nations supernation, Agenda 21 implementation. They don't have a clue. Although if they did research, they would find out, although their computers might be controlled so they couldn't do research in other countries. We still have that fortunate opportunity now, and you better take advantage of it while you can. This network, I don't think, is on satellite. C-band satellite, that is. C-band satellite is down for all networks but one. So this article continues, besides rescue teams, Estonia has offered the services of a victim identification unit that helped with the relief effort in Asia after last December's tsunami. And this is according to the Estonian Interior Ministry. Together, the 3 Baltic states, which joined the European Union and NATO last year, have a population of around 7 million, or about two-thirds of the combined populations of the 3 U.S. Gulf Coast states of Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, which were battered last week by Hurricane Katrina. So I see how all this is being connected to a U.N. system here. Isn't this amazing? Maybe when this is over and done with, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi will be joined with Lithuania, Estonia. Maybe there'll be new partner states as they do that, too, with the U.N. system. This article continues, meanwhile, Greece placed 2 cruise ships and an emergency rescue team at the disposal of the United States government. The aid is in addition to the humanitarian support offered by the European Union. Government spokesman Theodrosos Roussopoulosos said in Athens. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan said on Monday the crisis created by Hurricane Katrina gave the rest of the world a chance to repay the United States for help it has offered in the past. Well, there's an article on our website about the U.N. bilking us for $840-some billion. Absolutely insane, people. But keep in mind, the U.N. comes out smelling like a rose in all of this. Smelling like a rose. In an interview with BBC World Service, Annan also said he shared the disbelief of many people at the chaos afflicting the world's superpower. Are we really the world's superpower, listeners? We are to many degrees still that way. What kind of special weaponry do we have on hold to protect our country? And who's in charge of it? Do we have any real research on what the Security Council does? The only place I've found it is unattractive.com. It's on our website. This is just amazing, people. Quote, it has been a huge disaster. I don't think at the beginning one realized the extent of the damage and the disaster, end quote, he said during a visit to London. That's Kofi Annan. The U.S. government expressed its gratitude Monday for offers of assistance, notably to European nations with which Washington has had its differences over the Iraq war. President George W. has written to the French counterpart Jacques Chirac to thank him for France's offer of humanitarian aid and to wish him a speedy recovery after his recent hospitalization, the U.S. Embassy in Paris said. The United States has accepted the offer of generators and tents, and discussions are underway to decide how to bring them in, a spokesman said. And they're just giving token. France is just giving a token amount to the U.S. because they're upset with us. To what degree and to what the validity of it all is, how do we find out? France is controlled. Bush sent a similar letter to German Chancellor Schroeder. Quote, millions of Americans appreciate your public expression of solidarity, end quote, Bush wrote. What is the solidarity about? The solidarity is the United Nations system, listeners. This is what it's all about. Quote, it shows the generosity of the German people and government. It is a testimony to the human spirit as well as to the bonds between our nations. I am grateful for the substantial offers you and others in the international community have made, end quote. And the international community is the UN system, listeners. The German army sent 25 tons of humanitarian aid to the victims of the devastation, while the German Red Cross has sent 7 rescue experts. Keep in mind, non-governmental organizations exist everywhere in every country. Non-governmental organizations of the UN system. It was also announced on Monday that Germany has offered 3.6 million barrels, or 474,000 tons in all, from its oil reserves to help the United States deal with fuel supply disruptions in the wake of the hurricane. Will the price of gasoline go down, listeners? If the price of gasoline goes down, it means that we're doing our work. We're not buying the degree of where it's going, but we're also realizing with all this humanitarian aid from other parts of the globe, we're intermingled more so into the UN system. U.S. Ambassador to NATO, Victoria Nuland, thanked Washington's allies in Europe on Monday for their help in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, which has caused the country's worst natural disaster. Quote, the U.S. has been enormously thankful for the outpouring of support, both emotional and concrete, from the allies over the past week, said the ambassador. And another quote, we have had specific offers from almost every ally, end quote, she said in a statement. And that includes Communist China, I'm sure, listeners. And Communist Cuba. Fulfilling the directions of the Communist goals. Very, very obvious. U.S. authorities have asked the NATO Military Alliance to help in providing and transporting food rations, camp camp beds, tents, blankets, medicines, generators, water, and logistical help. The beat goes on in this direction. But keep in mind, the State Emergency Health Powers Act is engineered. No, you can't prove it. But you sure can prove weather modification exists. You can prove weather modification has been in existence for decades. And the fact that they don't mention it, the fact that this came off like it did, and so many people are in the dark about it, there's where the connection comes into place. Here I see from Dick. He's writing to someone. I am beginning to wonder if the other HAARP-type sites that are out there could be working to manipulate such events. If we look back to 1976, we can recall a meeting that Gerald Ford, along with Henry Kissinger had with Brezhnev in the far eastern Russian city of Vladivostok. The subject of the meeting was weather modification. Why would those two clowns go to such a remote site and discuss this particular issue with the Russian leaders unless they were giving something away? The minutes and results of the particular conference are most likely still highly classified. But with Kissinger there, who is also a spy, we should anticipate that he talked Ford into giving away some of our secrets. It would be of particular interest if someone was able to report on the goings-on in Vladivostok so long ago. Some of the heart monitors may have the idea, the data, or at least the results of the meeting. Anyway, Katrina economic impact may top $100 billion. $100 billion, people. $100 billion. Oh, that's okay. We just spent $300 billion in the Middle East mess. Our debt is hitting or approaching $8 trillion. So the economic hit from Katrina keeps growing, with experts now, and experts, who are they, saying it's likely to top $100 billion. And while the epicenter of the damage is on the Gulf Coast, consumers around the country already dealing with record-high gas prices also may end up paying more for everything from lumber to coffee because of disruptions wrought by the storm. Well, duh. Very simple to comprehend that, listeners. Very simple to comprehend this one. But where is this ultimately leading, besides the vaccinations? And where is it ultimately leading? How about the Weekly Worker, the paper of the Communist Party of Great Britain, listeners? And they talk about dated January 25th, 2001. That's about the same time Roadmap for National Security came out, encouraging us to create an Office of Homeland Security. Following into September, that's what we had, the creation of the Office of Homeland Security on September 11, 2001, the same day that Popular Mechanics came out with the article, New Orleans is Sinking. Oh my. So we see here, the transition to the communitarian system, they say socialism, is not a mode of production. It is the transition from capitalism to communism. Socialism is the communism which emerges from capitalist society. It begins as capitalism with a worker state. Socialism, therefore, bears the moral, economic, and intellectual imprint of capitalism. It is the lower stage of communism. In general, socialism is defined as the rule of the working class. The division of labor cannot be abolished overnight. It manifests itself under socialism in the contradictions between mental and manual labor, town and country, men and women, as well as social, regional, and national differences. Classes and social strata exist under socialism because of different positions occupied in relationship to the means of production, the roles played in society, and the way they receive their income. I see. Class and social contradictions necessitate the continuation of the class struggle. However, the struggle is determined by the new alignments brought about by the overthrow of the capitalist state and the transition to communism. The class struggle can, in the last analysis, go in two directions, depending on the balance of forces inside and outside the country and the class policy being followed. It can go backwards to capitalism, or it can advance towards communism. While socialism creates the objective basis for solving social contradictions, these contradictions need to be solved with a correct political line and the development of mass active democracy. This is essential, as communism is not a spontaneous development. Social strata will only finally disappear under communism. In its first stage, communism has not reached complete maturity or completely rid itself of the traditions and remnants of capitalism. One of these remnants is bourgeoisie right, which means that the communist principle, to each according to their needs, cannot be applied under socialism. The concept of right continues under socialism due to relative scarcity. The concept of right continues under socialism due to relative scarcity. Everyone has the right to receive from society as much as they give. Once again, everyone has the right to receive from society only as much as they give. As speedily as possible, that will come to be judged according not to the law of value, but straightforward time. Nevertheless, right depends on contribution, albeit calculated as labor hours. The abolition of this bourgeoisie right, that's the bourgeoisie right, is dependent on greatly reducing necessary labor time. Socialism transforms the commodity back into a product. It replaces the law of value with the law of the plan. To begin with, social labor can only be measured indirectly by the average labor that is socially necessary. However, through the plan, labor becomes directly social. The clearest indication that socialism is a class society is the existence of and the need for a state, an instrument of class rule. The socialist state, i.e., working class rule, or what Marx called the dictatorship of the proletariat, is needed in the first place against the resistance of the forces of capitalism. Though this can involve draconian measures, it must be emphasized that as socialism is the rule of the overwhelming majority in society, the socialist state is characterized by the fullest flowering of democracy. Ouch. That's a mouthful. That is a mouthful. The clearest indication that socialism is a class society is the existence of and the need of for a state, an instrument of class rule. The socialist state, i.e. working class rule, or what Marx called the dictatorship of the proletariat, is needed in the first place against the resistance of the forces of capitalism. Though this can involve draconian measures, it must be emphasized that, as socialism is the rule of the overwhelming majority in society, the socialist state is characterized by the fullest flowering of democracy. And where are we today with all that, listeners? Right on target. In communitarianism, listeners, that's where we are.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Notice, FirstAmendmentRadio.com is looking for new talent. Do you have the gift of gab? Do you got what it takes? Are you ready to go up against Alex Limbaugh, Rush Jones? Are you funny, entertaining, as well as informative? Maybe you know a local talent whom the nation deserves to hear. Send us a sample or email a bio for a live tryout. The nation is waiting to hear a new voice. It may be yours. We'll let the audience decide. Email us today, talent@firstamendmentradio.com. talent@firstamendmentradio.com. Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, and regular guest, world-renowned economist Robert Chapman, right here on firstamendmentradio.com and WBCQ Shortwave at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Back to the broadcast called American Exposé. I'm Chris Turner. Oh boy. Hurricane Katrina left behind a landscape of oil spills, leaking gas lines, damaged sewage plants, and tainted water, Louisiana's top environmental official said on Tuesday. In the state's first major assessment of the environmental havoc in southern Louisiana, Department of Environmental Quality Secretary Mike McDaniel said large quantities of hazardous materials in damaged industrial plants, the danger of explosions and fires and water pollution were his main concerns right 8 days after the storm struck. And what else is new, listeners? Was it created? Was it steered? Was it maneuvered? Keep in mind, Popular Mechanics, September 11th, 2001. New Orleans is sinking. All the time, all the money, all the expense of tearing down dams throughout America, and not one amount of funding to match what it takes to build a dam to keep what happened in New Orleans from happening. September 11, 2001, New Orleans is sinking. You have to read that article, listeners. Primary figures indicate 140,000 to 160,000 homes were flooded and will not be recovered. Quote, literally, they are unsalvageable, end quote. He said it would take years to restore water service to the entire city. Quote, it's almost unimaginable the things that are going on to have to deal with, in quote, he said. Crews have found two major oil spills, one of 168,000 barrels at a base Enterprise storage depot in Venice, and another 10,000 barrels at Murphy Oil Facility in Chalamet, and McDaniel said. Quote, everywhere we look, there's a spill. It all adds up, he said. There's also a solid sheen over the area right now, end quote. Well, naturally, they have to have the pretext to clean the environment and to create sustainable communities in the future. Are these oil plants ever going to be back? Are we ever going to be back up to snuff with our oil production? Is gas going to ever go down in price? Absolutely not. We're being engineered into getting out of our automobiles, listeners. That's the whole point and the problem. It's an engineering process that's being done right now. The state of emergency is all over the country. The model state emergency health The model Emergency Health Powers Act is going to be enacted. It's already been reported to me that vaccinations are going to be mandated. Will you have to be vaccinated before you go to purchase food? Well, think about it. Think about the Hegelian dialectic of which everything transforms itself today. This transition to the communitarian system comes from, you know, the anti-communitarian league. But let's go back to this article. Independent experts have said that New Orleans flood water may cause environmental damage as it flows from the city to Lake Pontchartrain in the Mississippi River. Pontchartrain is the pronunciation that I can see. Lake Pontchartrain. I butcher it every time. More than 500 Louisiana sewage plants were damaged or destroyed. There it is, more than 500 Louisiana sewage plants were damaged or destroyed, including 25 major ones. There are about 170 sources of leaking hydrocarbons and natural gas, officials said. So what has this turned out to be? An environmental disaster, listeners. Gives them the opportunity to rebuild under sustainable development principles and directions. Katrina damaged large areas of wildlife habitat, but it was too soon to assess the long-term impact. End quote. One thing about nature, it's resilient. Nature will recover, end quote. And we will build into that. Our country will build into Agenda 21 in biodiversity communities, sustainable development communities. And there's the point and the problem, people. There is the direction in place. So what is the ultimate goal of all this, people? Everybody's waiting for the government to do for them what they need. Everybody's waiting for the federal government to help them out. And we've developed into a Big Brother society because of the creation of the 20th century smokescreen that we live today. So back to the transition to the communitarian system, listeners. We're dealing with a socialist state, where the repressive role of the state is not only connected with overcoming the capitalist class, but also with the division of labor. Until work becomes life's prime want, the need for the state will continue. This means laws, courts, the obligation to work. The persistence of bourgeoisie right expresses the fact that work is based on coercion. There's where we are today, listeners. These refugees will be coerced into working, listeners. To consider the state as repression against enemy classes is right in the last analysis. Oh, boy. Thank you. Repression against enemy classes is right in the last analysis. However, the proletarian state exists over all the individuals in society, and it represents a force over the individuals who belong to the class which rules society. The socialist state dispenses with much of the bureaucratic and military baggage of the capitalist state. It is a semi-state. Beginning when the working class establishes its own rule, it lasts till the higher stage of communism. During this period, it undergoes internal changes, and its function changes according to the development of the class struggle, both inside and outside the country. These changes are the process in which the state withers away. The establishment of the World Union of Socialist Republics, that's the World Union of Socialist Republics, is the moment when socialism becomes fully mature. The state cannot entirely disappear in any country before this stage. Both the withering away of the state and the disappearance of the classes can only be completed on the basis of the socialization of the productive forces on a global scale. Socialism is a worldwide revolution and has to be worldwide in scope. There can be no socialism in one country. Keep in mind, this comes from the Weekly Worker of the Communist Party of Great Britain, listeners, January 25th, 2001. Weekly Worker 368, Thursday, January 25th, 2001. There can be no socialism in one country, listeners. So, how about socialism and democracy? They're inseparable. The rule by the majority is, in the first place, attained by the truly mass, truly democratic smashing of the bourgeoisie state and its replacement by the organs of working class struggle, which became the organs of the new state. So what's everybody doing? Railing against corporations, which is encouraging the government to take over corporations to manipulate production, just like communist China, where the state owns everything. Oh, it's a big setup, people. We're in a big setup. We've been in a big setup since before we were born, most of us. Socialism and democracy are inseparable, according to the Communist Party of Great Britain, people. The rule by the majority is, in the first place, attained by the truly mass, truly democratic smashing of the bourgeoisie state and its replacement by the organs of working class struggle, which become the organs of the new state. However, this is not the end of the matter. From the start, all spheres of administration must be simplified so as to ensure that functions of the state are fully democratized. The aim is not rule by a strata of specialists, i.e., bureaucracy, an alienated form of organization, in the name of the majority. On the contrary, our aim is direct rule by the majority itself. What a mess, listeners. What a mess we're in. Most people have never even heard of communitarianism. The Communitarian Network is in Washington, D.C. We have to get it on our website. But you can find out more about it on the Anti-Communitarian League. Nikki Rapana. Socialism must progressively involve the working class in the administration and running of the state. Democracy cannot be understood as merely the casting of votes. It is a process of the constant forming of ideas and taking of decisions. For this reason, it demands the opportunity for broad discussion in every sphere and at every level, without platforms and oppositions, for the presentation of different views, and in which open discussion is the norm. Democracy can only be formal. Thus, we need democracy in the following areas: the organization of the state apparatus, the organization of the political system, the organization of the economy. Once again, listeners, listen carefully to this. Thus, we need democracy in the following areas: the organization of state apparatus, the organization of the political system, and the organization of the economy. The key to realizing this development of active mass democracy is a radical shortening of the necessary working day. Only when everyone has the time to become administrators will there be no administrators and no division of labor. So what about communism? Socialism in Britain will start from a relatively high level of technique, output, and culture. Once the hard task of winning working-class state power has been achieved, we will advance directly towards communism. The speed of that advance is dictated by the completion of the world revolution and the correctness of the policy of the working class and its vanguard. Victory of the world revolution will facilitate democratic planning on a world scale by the World Union of Socialist States. Even when existing levels of labor productivity in a country like Britain, redirecting unproductive and unemployed workers to socially useful work, would allow a reduction of the necessary labor to something like 10 to 15 hours a week. This, not the drive to raise overall production, is the main social task of socialism. Through society reabsorbing the functions of the state, the need for it withers away. Democracy, a form of the state, negates itself and gives way to general freedom. The higher stage of communism, once again, the higher stage of communism is a free association of producers. Everybody will contribute according to their ability and take according to their need. Real human history begins and society leaves behind the realm of necessity. In the realm of freedom, people will become rounded, fully social individuals who can, for the first time, truly develop their natural humanity. This is what we want to achieve. To win the prize, we will overcome all obstacles. Transition to the communitarian system, listeners, is well underway today in America and the rest of the world. Oh, boy. Keep in mind, Agenda 21, under its full implementation, well underway in every country of the world that is a member of the United Nations. So on March 6, 2002, a statement by Joe M. Albaugh, director of FEMA, quite a lengthy statement of Joe M. Albaugh, director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, before the Appropriations Subcommittee on VA HUD and independent agencies, United States House of Representatives, once again, March 6, 2002. FEMA is the federal agency responsible for coordinating our nation's efforts to mitigate against, prepare for, respond to, and recover from hazards. Once again, what is this hazard that we just experienced? An Asian tsunami, our tsunami, a created event. From my research, my opinion is it's a created event. Through your research, you'll have to determine in your own way. Our success depends on our ability to organize and lead a community of local, state, and federal agencies, volunteer organizations, private sector entities, and the first responder community. We know whom to bring to this table when a disaster strikes in order to ensure the most effective management of the response and recovery effort. We provide management expertise and financial resources to help state and local governments when they are overwhelmed by disasters. And once again, overwhelmed by a created crisis, listeners. Federal Response Plan, the FRP, forms the heart of our management framework and lays out the process by which interagency groups work together to respond as a cohesive team to all types of disasters. This team is made up of 26 federal departments and agencies. 26 federal departments and agencies and the American Red Cross. And what are these? What is the American Red Cross? A public-private partnership, a non-governmental organization. It's also organized into 12 emergency support functions based on the authorities and expertise of the members and needs of their counterparts at state and local level. Since 1992, listeners, there it is, 1992, the Rio Earth Summit, all manner of horrific natural disasters like the Northridge earthquake and Hurricane Flood, or Floyd, if you will, and also in response to the Oklahoma City bombing and the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, the FRP, the Federal Response Plan, has proven to be an effective and efficient framework for managing all phases of disasters and emergencies. Now, how many of these were set off? Northridge earthquake, was it set off? Hurricane Floyd, was it set up? Oklahoma City, that was a setup. Terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, a setup scenario. These could all be very, very proven. Well, I don't know how much you can prove about the weather anomalies, but you can sure prove with your own thinking cap, if you put your thinking cap on, Oklahoma City and the 9/11, September 11, 2001 was a setup. The FRP is successful because it builds upon existing professional disciplines, expertise delivery systems, and relationships among the participating agencies. Well, they declared martial law down there. They declared a state of emergency here, where I am, and more than likely in your state. They're disarming the population. And why should we be disarmed? If a government wants your guns, you can't trust that government. And that's where we are today. All those people down there in the ravaged areas will be disarmed. So the Federal Response Plan forms the heart of their management framework. And maybe, as you are aware, according to this gentleman, Joe Albaugh, FEMA's budget request is for appropriations totaling $6.44 billion. That's $6.44 billion, a significant increase from the 2002 budget. The bulk of this funding is requested to dramatically enhance the Homeland Security preparedness capabilities of our nation's first responders. In addition, this budget will fully fund FEMA's core operations for responding to disasters and continues to emphasize empowerment and personal responsibility as they pertain to disaster preparedness and mitigation. So, you deal with, the president has requested that FEMA receive $3.5 billion to administer a major component of the Homeland Security efforts, the First Responder Initiative, grants based on the initiative will give the first responder community, firefighters, police officers, and emergency medical personnel. It goes on. It goes on and on. How about the Office of National Preparedness within FEMA? And they will be responsible for administering first responder grants. Oh, buddy. What a mess. What a major mess we're in right now. All this information is on the website. It's supplied to you by Dennis the Menace. You'll learn about the Citizen Corps. In order to help Americans strengthen their communities, Bush tasked FEMA with overseeing the Citizen Corps. This initiative is part of the overall effort of Freedom Corps, whose mission is to assist individuals and communities with implementing homeland security programs in their areas. Keep in mind, the State Model Emergency Health Powers Act will require people be vaccinated. The Citizen Corps will build upon existing crime prevention, natural disaster preparedness, and public health response networks. Vaccinations, listeners, Citizen Corps will initially consist of participants in the following five programs: the Volunteers and Police Service Program, an Expanded Neighborhood Watch Program, the Medical Reserve Corps, Community Emergency Response Teams, CERT, and Operation TIPS. FEMA has the responsibility for approving additional programs to be affiliated with the Citizen Corps in the future. And finally, the Citizen Corps will bring together local government, law enforcement, educational institutions, private sector, faith-based groups and volunteers into a cohesive community resource. The federal role is to provide general information, to develop training standards and materials, and to identify volunteer programs. It's all here on the website, people. It's all here. You can learn about weather modification on AmericanExpose.com. You can learn about, oh yeah, on the left, Soviet scalar electromagnetic weapons, new finding supersize for our tsunami threat, scalar wars, the brave new world of scalar electromagnetic. It's all here. Dennis, a superlative job as usual, bringing you the information and documentation you need to understand the big picture in place. Good night. Good night. God bless you all, listeners.
Get ready for the 10th Annual Old Pass Christian History Conference, hosted by the Church at Cahuilla, coming the weekend of October 1st and 2nd. Guest speakers will be John Weaver, the author of The Christian and Civil Government. Pastor Weaver's preaching style is in the tradition of those early colonial pastors whose pulpits were the cradle of America's liberty. Thomas McConnell,